Well, I suppose maybe it's almost like if that kind of, the people who live on the canal were kind of going to expand, and it would be almost like a sort of alternative, almost like a breakaway movement. And you could almost imagine a kind of a division where people who went off to live on the canals were kind of escaping into an alternative, like, well, you could say into another network. Maybe the laws that apply on land do not apply on the water. Things could happen. In fact, I was hearing the other day from somebody who has a canal boat how that they could, like, the licensing laws on canals are different from on land, so they could kind of do things that they couldn't do in other places. So if you kind of could put that as an extension, you could maybe set up a sort of an alternative community. I mean, it could almost become quite resistance-like to whatever is happening to the sort of mainland community. Well, maybe they wouldn't be subject to rule of law, or maybe in fact they would no longer be citizens. Maybe they would be almost like a, maybe they would be a separate country that was sort of intermeshed with the country as it is. It would be like almost a sovereign state. It was the state of the canals. Maybe develop a kind of, I would say, you could say a national identity, but maybe it wouldn't really be like that, because it wouldn't be like a nation state in the same way it occupies a sort of specific physical landmass. But nonetheless, you might sort of see a kind of an identity of people evolving out of that, that were completely separate from the people who lived on the land, and so they kind of, maybe they developed their own language and customs and traditions, that it's a bit almost like they live in a separate, under a separate jurisdiction, and so yeah. Perhaps it would be more like an extension of that. But it would also be interesting if that would also lead into evolving a certain, like, a cultural identity. So perhaps there would be specific art forms that would come out of it, and maybe musical traditions that are kind of distinct or qualitatively distinct from art forms that currently exist. So it's really hard to imagine what they might be. So yeah, I guess that's something that you could imagine might happen, maybe, but it's a bit fantastical. I think they would probably live in kind of, imagine them living kind of in flotillas, so probably, and maybe sometimes they would be stationary and then other times they would just move, and probably they would move really quickly when it came to it. So perhaps you'd have like a series of boats, and I imagine they would be like canal boats, because the thing about canal boats is that they can only be so wide, because there are places where the canal is really narrow and the locks can only accommodate boats of a certain dimension. So they'd have to make it that the individual units would have to conform to that. But I imagine there'll be times when they would probably link many together, and perhaps they'd even develop them so they were sort of a bit like pods that clip together, so you could make larger living spaces, but they would be able to be detachable so that when the moment came they could disperse really quickly. So I think they would be, like, their living units would probably be essentially mobile, and I don't think they'd want to make structures that were permanent, because I think if as soon as you did that you'd be at much more risk of kind of resistance from, or I mean, I imagine there would always be resistance from the people who lived on the land. So if you don't have a permanent structure, then they probably would find it less easy to move you on. And actually, I don't think it would be within this society's nature to want to make a permanent structure. That the people who live there probably do come from the society as it is, so would inevitably bring with them both things that they wanted to bring, but also things they didn't want to bring. Because you can't escape. I mean, it's a bit like a science fiction novel, really, isn't it? Sorry, I don't really read science fiction at all.